2.
我念一节，请 MD 先读一节。
We'll first read a verse in Chinese and then in English.
路德记第二章第二节，摩押女子路德对拿俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。”拿俄米说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”
Ruth chapter 2 verse 2. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter."
我们再从第八节看到十六节。
We then read from verse 8 to verse 16.
摩押斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。”
So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls."
我的仆人在那块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and following after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you, and whenever you're thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled.
路德就伏伏在地叩拜，对他说。我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？
At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?"
波阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到属不认识的民中。”这些事人都全都告诉我了。
Boaz replied, "I have been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people who you did not know before."
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。愿你满得他的赏赐。
May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
路德说：“我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩。我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还愿慈爱的话安慰我的心。”
May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord, she said.You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls.
到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼蘸在醋里。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把胡了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有余剩的。
At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread, and dip it into the wine vinegar." When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain, and she ate all she wanted and had some left over.
她起来又拾取麦穗，波阿斯吩咐仆人说，她就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容她，不可羞辱她。
As she got up to glean, Boaz gave order to his men, "Even if she gathers among the sheaves, don't embarrass her."
并要从捆里抽出些来，留在地下，任她拾取，不可斥责她。
Rather pull out some stalks for her from the bundles of, and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her.
路德记是一个非常平凡的民间的故事。
This book of Ruth is a very common story among the villages.
但是我相信每一个人读的时候都可以得出了很多丰富的生命的
I believe as you read it, you will receive many spiritual blessings and experience from it.
第一章乃是 Naomi的归回和路德的跟随。
And the first chapter is the returning of Naomi and the following of Ruth.
第二章乃是说到路德的失碎和路德的蒙恩。
And the second chapter is about how Ruth is cleaning the grain and also how received blessing.
我们前一次已经提到 路德的失碎。
And last time we have talked about how Ruth had gathered the grains.
那今天我们从第八节到十六节，我们看到路德在波阿斯的眼前蒙恩。
But today, from verse 8 to 16, we can see how Ruth was blessed before Boaz.
也可以说波阿斯怎样的恩待路德。
And also we can say how Boaz had blessed treated Ruth nicely.
在这一段的圣经，我把它分成三段。
In this passage, I'll separate into three different sessions.
第一段就是第八节到第十节。
And the first session will be from verse 8 to verse 10.
那就是波阿斯的劝导。
And this is the exhortation of Boaz.
第二段从十一节到十三节。
And the second passage will be from verse 11 to verse 13.
这里可以说是波阿斯的祈愿。
And you can say that this is the intercession of Boaz.
也可以说是波阿斯的代祷。
And the prayer of Boaz.
所以第三段就14节到第18节。
And the third session will be from verse 14 to 18.
这里乃是说到波阿斯的邀请。
And this is the invitation of Boaz.
所以我们慢慢的就看这几节的圣经。Then
we can meditate on these verses slowly here.
我们刚刚读到第二节。And
we were reading from verse 2.
这里是路德给Naomi和路德已经到了伯利恒。And
Naomi and Ruth had arrived in Bethlehem.
那第一章第22节告诉我们说 他们到了伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。And
in verse 22 of chapter 1, it says that by the time they are arriving in Bethlehem, this is the barley harvest.
我们看到Naomi的归回就有路德的跟随。Because
of the returning of Naomi, there is the following of Ruth.
我们也看到这两个人若是同心合意的回到伯利恒的时候，我们也看见
And as they have a one come back here in one heart, and then God had prepared things for them.
那虽然有神的预备，我们看到路德仍然需要到田间去工作。
Even though God had provided, but Ruth still had to go to the field to work there.
所以路德就请求他的婆婆拿俄米说，容他到田间去拾取麦穗。
So Ruth asked her mother-in-law, say, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain.
虽然他们不是哪一个田主,
even though they are not the owners of the field,
他们也不是收割的人,
and they are not some of those harvesters,
他们也不是使女,
and they are not the servant girls.
但是神为他们所预备的就是去田间拾取麦穗。
But what God had prepared for them is to go to the field and pick up the leftover grain.
在这里也告诉我们说，虽然我们不能够做轰轰烈烈的事情，
it tells that even though we cannot do something great,
但是我们就是到田间去，有许多的麦穗，我们可以去拾取。
But then we can still go to the field. There will be a lot of leftover grain that we can pick up.
这许多的麦穗捡回来足够我们的供应。
And picking up these leftover grain is sufficient to provide for us.
并且我们也可以在神的眼前蒙恩。
And then we will be blessed before our Lord.
所以摩押的女子路德对拿俄米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。
So Ruth was asking Naomi that, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor.
她不但需要到田间去拾取麦穗,
not only that she needs to go to the field and pick up the leftover grain,
她也需要在人的眼前蒙恩,
she also needs to find favor before man.
若是在谁的眼前蒙恩, 她就在谁的田间拾取麦穗,
wherever she can find favor, she will stay in that field to pick up the grain.
圣经告诉我们是恰巧她就去到有一个名叫波阿斯人的田间,
and the Bible tells us that so happened that she came to the field of Boaz.
这个波阿斯呢是以利米勒的亲族,
and this Boaz also a part of the clan of Elimelech.
但是她去的时候看见这个田是一个禾木的田,
and when she arrived, she saw that this field is a field of harvest.
这个田地乃是有主同在的神的田,
a field that was had the abidance of God.
而这一个田地乃是一个神祝福的田地,
and also a field is being blessed by God.
因为波阿斯从伯利恒到田间就去的时候, 就跟他们仆人说愿神与你们同在愿耶和华与你们同在,
because when Boaz came to the field, he said, may God be blessed with you and may God bless you.
这许多仆人们就一声说愿神祝福你,
and the servants will return and said that may God bless you.
是可以说这一个田地乃是一个赞美的田地,
so this field is a field of praise.
这一个田地乃是一个和睦的田地,
a field that has harmony among them.
我相信这一个在田间的这许多的人都是非常喜乐的,
I believe that these people who are in the fields are very happy.
并且看见这许多的麦子成熟,
and they saw all these grain is the
使这一块田地正是一个丰富的田地,
that this field become an abundant field for them.
所以这一个波阿斯恩待了路德,
so this Boaz give grace to Ruth.
他也要认识路德,
and then he also wants to know about Ruth.
他也知道路德是怎样的一个女子,
he wants to know everything about Ruth.
所以第八节到第十节他就劝导 路德,
so then in verse 8 he starts exhorting Ruth.
他就说女儿啊听我说,
he said, my daughter, listen to me.
我相信路德听见这样的声音, 真是觉得是一个安慰的声音,
I think when Ruth heard it, it will be a word of comfort for her.
这也是一个慈爱的柔声,
like a kind voice.
我们的主耶稣常常用他柔和的声音向我们说话,
and our Lord Jesus also used the gentle voice to speak to us.
他也是叫我们能够听到他的声音,
so that we can hear his voice.
我们看到使徒约翰特别的记载主耶稣的柔声,
and the Apostle John had recorded many instances of the gentle voice of our Lord.
在约翰福音第十章告诉我们耶稣说, 我来了是要救人得生命, 并且得的更丰盛,
in John chapter 10, and Jesus said that I came that they might have life and have it abundantly.
下面他说, 我是好牧人, 好牧人为羊舍命,
and then later on he said, I am the good shepherd, a good shepherd will die for his sheep.
到了14节的时候他就说, 我认识我的羊, 我的羊也认识我,
in verse 14 he said that I know my sheep and my sheep will know me.
弟兄姊妹我们是主的羊,
brothers and sisters, we are the sheep of our Lord.
他是我们的牧人,
he is our shepherd.
我们是否听见他常常向我们说话?
Have you heard the voice that he is trying to speak to you?
让我们求主开我们的属灵的耳朵,
may God open up our spiritual ears,
叫我们能够听见主常常向我们发出那微小温柔的声音,
so that we can hear the gentle and soft voice from our Lord Jesus.
第二句话,波阿斯就对路德说,不要往别人田里拾取麦穗,
and the second phrase, sentence he said is, don't go to another people's view.
他说,也不要离开这里,要常与我使你们在一处,
and don't go away from here, stay here with my servant girls.
这是路德所希望的,
and this is what Ruth had hoped for.
就是路德所 祷告的。
And this is the prayer of Ruth.
他说我在水的身后，是在水的眼前蒙恩，我就在跟着水的身后拾取麦穗。
And she said, I will pick up the leftover grain from the one who find myself favor.
弟兄姊妹，我们属灵的生命也是一样的。
Similarly, in our spiritual lives,
我们在属灵上也是常常听见主的声音说，不要往别人的田间去拾取麦穗。
We will hear from our Lord saying to us, don't go to another man's field.
不要离开这里。
Don't leave from here.
要常与我的使女们能够在一处。
Stay here with my servant girls.
所以主耶稣说，我就是羊的门。
So our Lord Jesus said, I'm the gate of the sheep.
以后在第九节他又说，我就是门。
And then later on he said, I am the gate.
凡从我进来的必然得救。
Those who come through me will be saved.
并且出入的草吃。
And also will have grass to feed to fat.
唯独他是门。
He is the only gate.
唯独这一个门能够叫我们真正得救。
Only this gate will lead us to salvation.
唯独这一个门叫我们出入能够得着了自由。
Only through this gate that when we enter in and out we have freedom.
唯独这一个门能够叫我们得草吃。
Only through this gate we will have grass to be fed.
叫我们得到供应，得到丰富。
So that we will have the provision and the abundance.
弟兄姊妹，我们特别，我们多少的时候，我们想自己找一个草场。
And brothers and sisters, many times we want to look for our own field.
我们常常想到我有门路。
And thinking I have the way.
但是我们听见主耶稣柔声说，不要往别人的田间去。
But the gentle voice of our Lord Jesus said, "Don't go to another man's
field." 也不要离开这里。
Do not leave from here.
所以他继续的在约翰福音第四五章就做了真葡萄树的比喻。
So he continued to in John chapter 15 to talk about the parable of the true vine.
我们看到特别在第五节第六节告诉我们说，耶稣说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
In verse 5 said, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
If a man remains in me and I will be in him,
这人就多结果子。
He will bear much fruit.
因为离了我就不能够做什么。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
人若不在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干。
If a man does not remain in me, his branches will wither outside.
人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
It will be picked up and thrown into the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们要紧紧的在主的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remain in the Lord.
主也应许我们说，他也住在我们的里面。
And it was promised to us that He will remain in us if we do so.
在我们的经历的里面，是在我们离开了他，我们不能够做什么。
In our experience, yes, truly, if we leave Him, we cannot do anything.
他是我们一切的供应。
He is our provision.
他也是我们一切的保障。
And He is our guarantee.
他也是你我一切的丰富。
And He is our abundance.
第三个，我们看到他就告诉路德说，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里和仆人打来的水。
And thirdly, he told, whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the man has filled.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要去工作。
Brothers and sisters, we do need to go work.
我们需要去拾麦穗。
We need to go pick up the leftover grain.
但是在田间工作不是很容易的。
But it's not very easy to work in the field.
在田间工作不是说我们不流汗的。
It's not that we're not going to sweat.
为什么我们为主的劳苦总是要流汗。
If we serve the Lord, we will sweat.
我们总是要流泪。
We will have tears.
这个眼泪换来我们里面的欢乐。
But the tears will bring the joy on the inside.
这个汗流出去换来我们的健康。
And the sweat will give us health.
甚至有许多的圣徒为我们的主而流血。
There are even saints who will shed the blood for our Lord.
但是这一个血乃是换的乃一个永远的赏赐。
But the shedding of the blood will bring the eternal reward.
所以注意，波阿斯就说，你若是渴了，可以到器皿那里去喝水。
So Boaz said, if you're thirsty, go to where the water jar is.
这个器皿乃是仆人所打来的水。
And those are filled by the servants.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法有水给人喝。
Brother and sister, we don't have water to feed others.
我们需要去打水以后给人去喝。
We must first fill the jar before we can give it to others.
我们的主乃是生命的泉源。
And our Lord is the source of life.
我们看到以赛亚 他曾经就唱出这样的诗歌。
We remember that Isaiah has sang this song.
在以赛亚42章第2节第3节。
In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3.
其实以赛亚整个以赛亚书都是很美的诗歌。
Actually, Isaiah, the whole book is a very beautiful song.
但是特别的有几章的地方实在是太美了。
But there are a few chapters that are so pretty.
它让我们能够认识结尾的将要来的主耶稣。
With that, we can know the Lord that who will come back.
它让我们能够看到前面的喜乐。
With that, we can see the joy ahead of us.
它让我们看到九位神乃是爱你我的神。
That we can see that this Lord is the Lord who loves you and I.
是在以赛亚42章2节3节，以赛亚就唱这样的诗歌。
So in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, this is the psalm.
他要唤起许许多多人的注意。
To call so that people will pay attention.
他没有说听啊, 看来是说看啊。
He did not just say, listen, he said, look.
他说, 神是我的拯救。
He said, surely God is my salvation.
我要依靠他。
I will trust.
并不惧怕。
And not be afraid.
以后继续说, 因主耶和华, 是我的力量,是我的诗歌,也成了我的拯救。
And then he followed on to say, the Lord is my strength, my song, and he has become my salvation.
这个力量,这个诗歌,这个拯救,成了你我的全人。
This strength and this song and this salvation have become the source for us.
所以他继续下去就唱说,所以你必从救恩的全人欢然取水。
So he continued to say, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
弟兄姊妹,我们有什么东西可供应人?
Brother and sister, what can we provide for other people?
我们不是从我自己的学位里面可供应人的生命上的需要。
From our degree, we cannot provide for other people's spiritual need.
我不是靠着我自己很会说话来供应人的需要。
Not because I can be eloquent to provide for other people.
我也不是说靠着我会辩证能够说服人的心。
It's not because I know how to debate so I can persuade other people's heart.
但是有一个泉源。
But there is this source of fountain.
这个泉源在耶和华的里面。
It is in the Lord Jehovah God.
在基督的生命的里面。
It is in the life of our Lord Jesus
Christ. 若是我们去欢然取水的时候, 我们可以让人放在器皿里面, 也可以让人来喝这个水。
If we can draw the water with joy and put it in the jars, then we can provide for other people to drink from.
我们感谢神借着博士给我们的启发。
We thank God that through Boaz we have this revelation.
他是一个非常会教导人的。
He is a man who knows how to teach.
有人说博士乃是一个律师。
And some people said Boaz is a lawyer.
有人说博士是一个法官。
And some people said Boaz is a judge.
但是我想博士乃是真正能够 显明基督的哪个智慧。
And Boaz really can reveal the wisdom of our Lord of Christ.
他用温柔的声音。
He was using a gentle voice.
告诉路德说, 不要往别人的田里去施许麦穗。
To tell Ruth that don't go to another man's field.
你若渴了可以到器皿那里和我仆人所打来的水。
When you're thirsty, you can go to get a drink from the jars the man had filled.
所以我们就看到路德就服服地叩拜博阿斯。
So we saw Ruth, she bowed down before Boaz.
他说, 我既是外邦人, 怎么蒙你的恩居然地顾惜我呢?
She said, I'm just a foreigner. How come I can find such favor from in your
我想博阿斯,
eyes?
路德在博阿斯面前绝对是不配的。
And Ruth thought that she's not worthy before Boaz.
她以哪一个律法无份。
And she's not part of that
by law.
She's not part of the blessing within God.
所以她听了博阿斯这样的告诉她, 她受了很大的感动。
So when she heard that from Boaz, she was truly moved.
她只有伏伏到神的面前,
so she will bow down and with her face to the ground.
她只求神来连续她,
so that God can have mercy on her.
我们看到在新约里面有一个很大的使徒,
we saw that in the New Testament there's a great apostle.
这个使徒就是保罗,
and that is Paul.
他原来是逼迫教会的,
before he persecuted the church.
但是他 看见了路上,
but on the way to Damascus, he saw this great light.
他回转回来就伏伏在主耶稣,
as he turned back, he bowed down before the God of resurrection. So he dedicated his life to God. Through all the suffering and dangers.
在提摩太前书第一章十五节，他有一句非常宝贵的话。
But in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, there's a very precious verse there.
他说基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
It said our Lord Jesus Christ came down to save the sinners.
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Among the sinners I'm the worst.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
But yet I have received grace.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们肯伏在神的面前，
brother and sister, if we are willing to bow down before our Lord, when we feel like we're not worthy,
我们就看到神知道我们的本性，
we can see that God will know our true nature.
所以在哥林多前书第八章第三节就是说到，
so in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 13 it says,
他若是有人爱神，是神所知，那人是神所知道的。
So if somebody who loves the Lord, he is known by the Lord.
路德并没有表明说我是一个很纯洁的女孩子。
The Ruth did not say that she's a pure girl.
她也没有说我是一个很诚恳的女孩子。
She did not say that I'm a sincere girl.
她也没有说我是很殷勤的女孩子。
She did not say that I'm a diligent girl.
她只要伏在布阿斯的面前。
She just come and bow down before
Boaz. 她觉得不配。
She does not, she feels that she's not worthy.
但是布阿斯回答她说, 自从你丈夫死后, 还你向婆婆所行的, 并你离开父母和本地, 到熟不认识的民众, 这些人, 这些事, 人全都告诉我了。
He said, I've been told all about you, what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother of your homeland and came to visit a people you did not know before.
弟兄姊妹，我们不比人看到。
Brother and sister, we do not need to be seen by others.
我们不比说祷告说主啊，我是每一个礼拜我进食两次。
And we do not just say and pray and say that I fasted two times a week.
我捐上十分之一。
I have given my tenth.
我守了你的律法。
And I have followed your law.
我是非常的殷勤来侍奉你。
And I serve you diligently.
神不一定知道你我。
God may not know you and I with that.
好像哪一个法利赛人在神的面前祷告,
just like the prayer of the Pharisee before God.
但是哪一个罪人说, 神啊,求你可怜我, 因为我是一个罪人。
Just like the sinner said, Lord have mercy on me because I am a sinner.
当我们伏在神的面前的时候,
when we bow down before our Lord,
我们的神知道你我的心意。
Our Lord will know the heart of you and I.
当我们谦卑在神的面前的时候,
if we humble ourselves before God,
神已经看到你我所做的事情,
God will see the work that you and I have done.
他要按照你我所做的要好好的丰丰富富的赏赐给你我。
He will reward you abundantly according to what we have served.
所以我们看到第二个看到波阿斯的 为着路德的代祷。
So we, then secondly we saw how Boaz intercede for Ruth.
在十二节里面就说到愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。
In verse 12 said, may the Lord will repay you for what you have done.
第二件事情他说你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
And then secondly he said, when you come to God of Israel, under whose wing you will take refuge.
第三句话说, 愿, 愿你满得他的赏赐。
And then the third thing is, may you be richly rewarded by the Lord.
我很快读的时候好像没有讲什么。
And as I read it, it seems I didn't say anything.
但是我仔细读的时候啊，真是宝贵。
But when I read it in more detail, it's so precious.
我不但是想到哇是如何的为Naomi代求。
And not only that, how Boaz is interceding with Naomi.
我更是想到我们的主耶稣也是在父神的右边为我们祷告。And
I thought about how our Lord Jesus was interceding for you and I.
他说愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。He
said the Lord will repay according to what you have done.
弟兄姊妹，神是赏赐我们的神。
Brother and sister, the Lord is the Lord of repaying.
我们的神也是要祝福我们的神。
Our Lord that He will bless you and I.
我们的神也是要保护我们的神。
Also, our Lord is the one who will protect us.
他的力量太大了。
He has such great power.
他是太丰富了。
He is so abundant.
他要寻找许多的器皿。
He wants to search for all these instruments.
要把他的力量、把他的智慧、把他的丰富浇灌在这器皿的里面。
And to fill these instruments with His power, strength, and abundance.
所以他在他的心意的里面，在历代就要寻求一个教会。
So in his heart, he's looking for a church.
就是基督的身体。
And the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让他一切的丰富都要充满在哪一个基督的身体的里面。
So he can fill this body of Christ with all his abundance.
就是以弗所第一章里面告诉我们，他要充满万有，所充满的充满在基督的教会的里面。
This is what Ephesians chapter 1 is telling us, that he wants to fill the church.
我们看到主耶稣怎么样的告诉他的门徒。
We want to see how our Lord Jesus tells his disciples.
在马太福音第10章14节到42节。
In Matthew chapter 10, 14 to 42.
我觉得这个是太宝贵的应许。
It's a very good, precious promise.
他说, 他对门徒说, 若是有人接待你们, 就是接待我。
He said, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 to 42, he said, whoever receives you will receive me.
他说接待我就是接待那差我来者的。
He said, whoever received me will receive the one who sent me.
人若因着先知的名接待先知，就得着了先知的赏赐。
Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive the prophet's reward.
人若因着门徒，因着义人的名接待义人，就得着了义人的赏赐。
And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward.
人若是因着门徒的名，就把一杯的粮食给这里的一个小子喝着，他不能不得赏赐。
It said, if anyone who gives even a cup of cold water to one of the little ones because he is my disciples, then he will certainly not lose his reward and receive great reward. And our God is a God who wants to reward you and I for the sake of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the name of the disciples.
因着义人的名,
for the name of the righteous man.
因着哪一个先知的名,
for the sake of the name of the prophets.
让我们来侍奉我们的主,
so we can serve our Lord.
第二句话说, 他就呼召说, 你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀。
And then secondly, he said that you can come to the God of Israel, under whose wing you can also come to take refuge. The Bible used the wings a lot to reveal the grace of God. When I read this passage, I remember the Holy of the Holies.
在那个施恩座的上面有那个基督伯两个翅膀在哪一个地方。
Before I think, and how come before that ark there's this seraphim with the wings around it?
所以有很多人就想着天使有翅膀会飞。
So people would think that the angels will have wings and they can fly.
但是人画的天使的翅膀很小。
But then the wing is so small when they draw it.
身体很大。
The body is big.
我想天使没有身体。
And maybe the angels have no body. I think the wing should be very, very big.
施恩的宝座上那个基督伯，那个翅膀跟翅膀相连，应当显大，盖满了那个施恩座。
And the throne of grace with the seraphim with the wings around it, it touches each other, so it has to be pretty big.
但是这个翅膀实在是宝贵。
But this is, wings is very precious.
在诗篇十七篇第八节说，求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
In Psalm 17, verse 8, it said, keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me in the shadow of your wings.
将我隐藏在你的翅膀底下。
And hide me in the shadow of your wings.
诗篇九十一篇第四节，我们以前常常读过，他说他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀的下面。
In Psalm 91:4, we have read it many times. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing, you will find refuge.
我就想到这个是非常有意思的。
I thought that this is very meaningful.
神自己就把他当作一个那个鸟，很大的鸟。
God kind of treats himself as a very big bird.
特别就又就讲把他自己当作那个老鹰。
And treat himself as in the Old Testament saying that he will be the big eagle.
那个老鹰非常有力量。
And with a lot of strength.
那个翅膀常常把以色列人说我把你们背在我的翅膀的上面。
Telling the Israelite that I carry you above my wings.
但是到了新约的时候主耶稣来到地上。
But when it comes to the New Testament, when our Lord Jesus comes to this earth,
我们有没有注意到主耶稣说我是母鸡？
Can you remember that our Lord Jesus said, I'm a hen?
或者你们说你乱说了。
And maybe you said, you are just a...
我们若是看马太福音第二十三章，主耶稣向着耶路撒冷人呼召的时候，说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，我多次愿意聚集你们，好像母鸡聚集小鸡在它的翅膀的下面，只是你们不愿意。
And he said that in Matthew 23, he said, Oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, so many times I want to gather you like I'm the hen, gather the chickens around my wings, but you are not willing.
让我们躲藏在神的翅膀的下面。
Let us hide beneath the wings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我是一个非常欢喜自然的人。
I'm a person who loves nature.
我最好跑到田间去。
And I love to go to the field.
我常常就想到躲到一个地方去。
And many times I say I will hide at some place.
但是神就把我拉出来。
But then God will pull me back out.
但是虽然拉出来，我觉得在无论在任何的情况，我还是要躲在耶和华的翅膀的底下。
But even though he pulled me out, I still think that I should hide under the wings of our God.
我需要跑到那从天上下来的那个母鸡。
I need to run to the hand that comes from heaven.
在他的翅膀的下面。
To hide under his wings.
躲避一切的灾难。
To hide from all these disasters.
我实在在这里做一个见证。
Here I want to give you a testimony.
我是最不会辩论的人。
And I'm not a person who knows how to debate.
我也最不会跟人去争执的人。
And I would not fight for my own view with others.
但是我知道神常常把我放在他的亭子的里面。
But I know that God always put me in his court.
免受一切的口舌的争闹。
So that I would be, stay away from this, debate.
但是我们的地方乃是一个和睦同居的地方。
May this place will be a place for harmony.
这个地方乃是神同在的地方。
A place that God is among us.
这个地方乃是一个赞美神的地方。
A place that where we can praise God.
这个地方乃是一个祝福的地方。
And a place that where God will bless.
我不是说只讲好话。
And I'm not just saying that we will only speak of good things.
我们真正在神的真理，在基督的生命的里面，我们真是是一个和谐的。
That in the truth of God that we have harmony.
我们可能有许多的意见不同。
Maybe we have different opinions.
但是每一次我们去分享的时候，不是把我的意见拿出来。
But as we share, it's not like I'm sharing my opinions.
也不是我的想法拿出来。
And what I'm thinking about, I will share.
真正乃是从生命的经历的里面流出来。
But then really, it will flow from our spiritual life.
从神的宝座的里面，真的离出了以后，我们分享给众圣徒。
after we receive from the throne that we can share to other brothers and sisters.
第三句话,
the third phrase,
Boaz
tell Ruth,
他愿你满得他的赏赐,
he say, may you be richly rewarded.
我们有时候就讲到我能够不下地狱上天堂就好。
Many times we said that as long as I don't have to go to hell, just go to heaven, that's good enough. That we, you know, if I have a good connection with God, it's good enough. And maybe I have a smooth life, that's good enough for me.
有时候我们就想到神保护我的家庭就好了。
And we thought about, you know, if God will protect my family, that's good enough.
但是在这一个地方，Boaz为路德代祷的时候，那是愿神要满得他的赏赐。
But as Boaz was praying for Ruth, he said, may the Lord richly reward you.
神的赏赐乃是要丰丰富富的。
That reward is so abundant.
我们有时候想到神啊，我给你一块钱。
And sometimes we think, okay, I give you a dollar.
你若是给我两块钱就好了。
And if you give me two, that's good enough.
但是我们的神来叫我们满得他的赏赐。
But our God wants us to be richly rewarded.
可能我们因着一杯的粮水给小子里喝的时候。
Maybe for just a little cup that was given to the littlest of the disciples. And our Lord Jesus said, he had to reward you. Our God is abundant. The grace he gave us is grace upon grace and strength upon strength. So when Apostle John, when he wrote in the first chapter, not only about the Son, but also about the grace.
他一章16节说到,从他丰满的恩典的里面,我们都领受了,而且怎么样,恩上加恩。
In verse 16 he said that we have received his grace, not only that, that it will be grace upon grace.
好不好,我们一起说呢?
Can we say that together?
从他丰满的恩典里, from, 我们都领受了,而且恩上加恩。
From the fullness of his grace, we have received one blessing after another.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks and praise the Lord.
现在路德得到布阿斯的这样的祈愿代祷的时候,他又有一个反应。
And as Ruth received this prayer from Boaz, and then she had another response.
他的反应跟前一次不同。
And this response is different than the last one.
前一次他说,我是一个外邦的女子。
And the last time he said, I'm a foreigner girl.
这一次路德说,我主啊,愿在你的眼前蒙恩。
And this time say, may I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord.
路德不但是一个知恩的人。
Not only Ruth knows about the grace that she has
received,
and she also will give thanks
for that.
And Ruth now knows that she needs to ask for this grace.
弟兄姊妹,我们在主的面前,
brother and sister, as we come before the Lord,
我们不但做一个知恩的人,
not only we know the grace that comes upon us, but we also need to be a person of thanksgiving. We need to ask for the grace of God.
真是没有主的恩典,
without the grace, we cannot do anything.
我在神的面前不是求神给我大的恩赐,
and I'm not asking before the Lord to grant me great talents.
但我需要在主的面前求他给我的丰富的恩典。
But I need to ask God for his abundant grace on me.
第三个路德的邀请,
the thirdly, that she had this request.
在14节, 在这里说到,到吃饭的时候,波阿斯对路德说,
so at the meal time, Boaz said to Ruth,
到吃饭的时候,谁要请路德呢?
So at the meal time, who will ask Ruth to come?
但是感谢主,
but thank God,
这个波阿斯实在可以,他在他的身上显明我们的主耶稣基督。
From the life of Boaz, it really revealed our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说,你到这里来。
He said, come over here.
我们的主从天上到了地上,
Our Lord had came from heaven to earth.
他常常呼召许多人,
he called many people.
他说来来来,
he said, come, come and come.
他在马太福音第11章28节说, 法劳苦担重担的人, 可以到我这里来, 我就使你们的安息。
In Matthew 11:28 says, those who are heavy and laden can come to me and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和, 你们要负我的额,学我的样式, 这样你们就必得享安息。
I'm gentle and humble, you are to take my yoke, and then you, those are light, and you will be able to receive rest.
他叫我们来得,来享受。
He wants to call us to receive this rest.
当施洗约翰介绍他的门徒的时候, 有两个门徒, 一个是安德烈, 一个是约翰, 就来跟在耶稣的后面。
And when John the Baptist introduced his disciple, one is Andrew, one is John, and those are, they are following him.
他就转过头看见两个门徒说, 我能够为你做什么事?
So when he turned around and saw these two disciples, what can I do for you?
这两个门徒就回答说, 夫子你在哪里住?
And he answered that, teacher, where do you live?
耶稣说你来看。
And Jesus said, come and see.
弟兄姊妹,若是我们肯来的时候,
brothers and sisters, if you are willing to come,
我们若是愿意睁开我们属灵的眼睛来看的时候,
if you are willing to open our spiritual eyes and come,
我们就认识这位耶稣乃是弥赛亚乃是基督。
We will know that this Lord Jesus is the Messiah, is Christ.
不但这样,他告诉我们说, 来到我这里的,我终不丢弃他。
And not only that, he said, well, whoever come, I will not forsake him.
以后,布阿斯就叫路德将饼沾在醋里,就给路德吃。
And later, he had Ruth take the bread and dip it in the wine vinegar and give it to her to eat.
我们的主耶稣乃是生命的饼。
And our Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
所以当耶稣用五个饼两条鱼叫五千家吃饱的时候，有许多人又来找耶稣。
So when our Lord Jesus took the two bread and the five loaves and the two fish to feed the 5,000, and later on many people come again.
我们的主耶稣就说，我就是生命的粮。
And our Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Those who come to me will not be hungry again.
信我的永远不可。
And those who believe me will not be thirsty again.
我们的神常常愿意摆设宴席给我们。
And our Lord always wants to set a feast for us.
在诗篇第23篇也告诉我们说, 在我敌人面前,你为我摆设宴席。
In Psalm 23 it said that you prepare a table before my enemies.
他是生命的饼。
He is the bread of life.
他是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
他也是你我生命的宴席。
He also is the banquet of our life.
但是我想路德应该比较客气一点。
And I thought that Ruth should be more reserved here.
但是这许多人就好像我们中国人一样。
But it seems like they are like us Chinese.
我们请客总是主人就常常夹那个夹给客人吃。
And the host will also take the dishes and give it to the guests.
但是现在这个习惯是不大好的。
But it seems like it's not a good custom nowadays.
你若是要太多给我, 我不吃也不好意思。
If you give me too much and I don't feel good if I don't finish them.
我若是都吃进去, 一次一顿可能要增加两磅。
If I eat all of them, then I will probably gain 2 pounds.
但是这许多人就是把许多的 那个饼沾了醋摆在路德的面前。
But these people just take the bread and dip it in the wine vinegar and put it before Ruth.
他不但就红了的碎子又递给他。
And also offer her the roasted grain.
在这里圣经有一句话非常的宝贵。
There's a verse here, it's very precious.
他说他吃饱了,还有什么,还余剩。
And she ate them all and all she wanted and then that's left over.
我们常常就是怕不够。
And many times we felt that it's not enough.
但是神给我们的宴席乃是吃饱了还要剩下。
But the feast that God provided, we will be filled and have left over.
五个饼两条鱼,
the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
零碎剪下来门徒一个人分一篮子。
And the leftover they gather, each apostle will have one.
所以我宁可有时候去捡饼碎。
So I'd rather to pick up the leftover. I don't want to go to the beginning and pick take that.
我最后去捡饼碎捡麦穗足够我的使用。
And even I pick up the leftover, it's more than enough for what I need.
并且我在神的面前蒙了答应。
And then I will receive grace before God.
他知道我的需要。
He knows of my need.
他要丰丰富富地供应我们。
He will provide us richly.
他常常要把那一个 他的仓库，天上的那个仓库的窗户开起来，要倾倒在我们的怀里。He
will open up the heavenly barn and then to fill us with it.
这是马拉基第3章第10节所应许的。This
is the promise in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
你若是把十分之一归给神的仓库，神的家。
If you will give 1/10 of your income and give it to the Lord,
叫神的家里有粮,
so that the house of God will have food.
他要打开天上窗户的窗户, 来倾倒于你我,
He will open up the heavenly bound to fill us with it.
我不知道有没有人奉献他没有饭吃,
and I don't know if there's anyone who gives to the Lord and he has nothing to eat.
我们常常有这样的经历说, 我若是愿意奉献，神就加倍的赏赐给我。
But we have the experience, if we are willing to give, God will give us even more.
在路加福音第6章第38节。
In Luke chapter 6 verse 38,
也是说你要给人。
Our Lord Jesus said, you need to give.
他说就必有给你们的。
Then it will be given to you.
并且用十足的升斗连按。
And then it said, if a good measure pressed down and shaken together,
它是上尖下流,
and then running over,
倒在你们的怀里,
and it will be poured into your lap.
我不晓得你们有没有这个经历,
I don't know if you have this experience.
因为太久没有用,
I have not used this for a long time, and I cannot say this.
你那个以前两米是用竹子的那个罐子,
and before we use a little bin to measure.
那个一罐是一升,
and one bin is it's a unit.
一个斗就是大的就是一个斗,
and then the bigger one is called the another measure.
圣经怎么应许?
And what is the promise of God?
他的连摇带按,
he said, then you will shake it and you will press it down.
你放东西那个好像松松的, 但是你摇一摇就死了。if it's
loose, then when you shake it, then it becomes solid.
不但里面要实在, 并且上面还要尖起来。
And not only inside, and then it will be pointed on the top.
神的应许实在是宝贵。
And this is very precious of his promise.
我不是说我太有钱。
I'm not saying that I'm very rich.
我常常觉得神给我的是常常流出来的,
and I felt that God, what God had given me will always flow out.
它实在是上尖下流,
and really is given me so much.
又摇又按,
and shake it and then press it.
它的丰富是美好的,
and his abundance is good.
它的丰富是真实的,
it seems true.
你愿意不愿意来到主的面前?
Are you willing to come to our Lord?
来领受他这样丰富的恩典,
to receive this wonderful grace.
不当我们得着的安慰,
not only that we will be comforted.
不当我们得着的赏赐,
not only we will be rewarded.
我们能够给我们的主一同的坐席,
that we can sit together in the banquet with our Lord.
所以圣经最后的一章启示录22章,
so in the last book, in the last chapter, in Revelation
22, 在22章17说,
it said the Holy Spirit and the Bride had come.
今天若是圣灵在我们的当中,
if the Holy Spirit is among us today,
若是我们几个教会是他的心腹,
if our churches are his bride,
我们一旦有个责任告诉人说你要来,
we will have this responsibility to say, you have to come,
来到十字架的面前,
to come to the cross,
来得着了他的拯救,
to receive his salvation,
也得着了他的丰富,
and to receive his abundance,
也得着了他的供应,
to receive his provision.
下面说, 听见的人也该说来,
And later on said that those who heard will come.
他说口渴的人也当来。
Now whoever is thirsty, let him come.
愿意的人都可以来白白的得着了生命的水。
And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
你是不是觉得心中干渴？
Do you feel like you are thirsty?
但是你可以来到主的面前。
Then you can come to the Lord.
他要把生命永生的活泉赐给了我们。
He will give the eternal fountain of life.
也要把生命的粮食赏给我们。
And also give us the bread of life.
让我们唱一首诗歌 102首。
Let's sing a hymn 102.
我来到羔羊的面前。
I come to the Lamb of God.
以后我们一定要祷告。
And then we will have prayer after that.
Coming to the cross, I am poor and weak and blind. I am counting of a trust.
I am lost and also shy. I am lost in blood and tears. Let the bench of Calvary.
Thank you.